I'm John Osier with my own little underdog tale edition of the Ozone Mailbag. Now, Pedro from Jacksonville writes, give us one good reason for starting Chad Henne, John. One good reason. Look, there are plenty of reasons to start Blake Bortles, and I think the Jaguars would if all else were equal. What's not equal? Youth at receiver and improvement needed on the line. Those are legit reasons for playing a veteran quarterback over a rookie, and they're huge reasons you'll keep seeing Henne. For now. Billy from Lawrence, Kansas writes, John, Redskins this week, huh? I understand you're a fan growing up. Proof? Frankly, I can't picture you anything but old and broken. Well, sadly, there's proof. Now, Greg from Jacksonville writes, why didn't Gus call a timeout on the 4th-and-1 score by Darren Sproles? The defense was in disarray. This was the turning point in the game, in my opinion. Now, we don't look back a lot in the Ozone video mailbag, but we will for this one. Gus Bradley did say he should have called timeout there. It was a mistake. Credit him for admitting it. Coaches err, and they learn from errors, too. Now, Billy from Lawrence, Kansas writes, whoa, 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 not so fast. What up with the feet, Ozone? It was my mom. Now, Gunther from Detroit, Michigan writes, Denard Robinson seems to give the offense a spark. Will we see more of him? Well, Robinson showed enough in the preseason to be the backup running back. He seemed to show enough in the opener to get a bigger role. Here's guessing you see that. Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, all right, Ozone, a week into the regular season now. 3 road trips counting the preseason. Remember the backslide? Oh, you remember, Ozone. It's starting, isn't it?
Backslide, verb, a relapse into bad ways or error. Converted vegetarians backslide to T-bones.
Now, Conrad from Chantilly, Virginia writes, what do you think the Jaguars' plan is franchise-wise? Win now or long-term? Well, they want to win now, but they won't sacrifice the long-term for minimal short-term victories that don't build for the future. You can do that, but it's usually not sustainable. Now, Patrick from Mandarin writes, hey, Ozone, cold in here? What? It's like an icebox in here. Now, Terrence from Orlando, Florida writes, up is down, down is up. Tennessee beats Kansas City? New England loses at Miami? What's going on here? Well, first, you never know who's good in the NFL until about week 5. So week 1 upsets, well, they often look less surprising later. Also, week 1 is the weirdest week of the season. Teams can surprise because there's nothing on tape yet. Give it a few weeks. It'll calm down. Now, Andrew from Phoenix, Arizona writes, seriously, you can't fool me. The slide. It's real. Oh, it's a fight. But I did get a workout in Philly.
You're gonna win, Zone!